So some of us had a slightly later night as we were listening with great hope to, or watching with great hope, a baseball game that was taking place. Some of us remember watching the first game of the season, and when I had time during the week, I would put it on the radio and would work in the garden or do my chores around the house. And I don't know that many weeks went by where I didn't listen to at least one or two games. And I could not believe the team they became. And then last night, oh, heartbreak. And Annabelle Robinson this morning in Learning for Life, like only a non-sports fan could do, says, you know, let's talk about the Blue Jays. Oh, heavens. The heartache. I mean, I just, oh. So I was managed to stay seated and calm. But Annabelle made a very good point. The hope that I had, the hope that millions of other Canadians who follow the Jays, their hope was really fixed on something immediate. And something that actually comes around once every 32 years, apparently. But what comes around every year, our hope there is something that, when it's not fulfilled, at least in the midst of all of my frustration and telling my son, stop talking to me right now, I know that in the morning it will be different. What is our hope as saints? It is something much more long-term. It is something that encompasses all of human history and all of creation history. It is something that we carries with us day after day and year after year. It is something that has carried with humanity generation after generation. That one day, God will make his home among humanity and within creation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's people, and God himself will live with them. We know that God is walking with us, and our hope is that one day we will see God face to face and live with God forever through Jesus Christ. Humanity's story starts with God living among us, and Scripture tells us that we are heading toward a time when God will make his home among us, when Jesus Christ comes and we see him face to face. And so all of humanity is on a journey towards the real and true, happily ever after ending. That is the basis for all the good stories that humanity has ever told. We are each on our own also on a journey toward that time when we will live with God. This is the prayer that we say every Sunday, and possibly some of you say this every day of the week. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth. People on journeys throughout history have found that God is there, that God comes and walks beside them. When the people who the Hebrews were journeying towards the promised land, in spite of all the ways that they were ungrateful for God's interventions, in spite of all the ways that they were indifferent to God's call on their lives, in spite of all the ways they even disobeyed, God, in all of his glory, in all of his holiness, chose to place himself visibly right in the middle of their camp. God living with us is not just a part of our journey. It is not just a feature of life. It is not just something nice to tide us over. It is not just that God helps us and walks with us and comforts us and shields us. Although that is all true, the goal of our journey is to live with God. It is our end, our purpose. And Scripture from cover to cover exposes this to us, from creation to the new creation. God will live among us, and we will live with God. Who are the saints? They are people who have this hope within them. They are people who are hoping and longing, craning their necks to see God, God's arrival. There is a sense in which we are waiting, but it is an anticipation with which we wait. It is like the child before Christmas, that kind of waiting. What can I do to get ready? I can't wait for it to come. That is the kind of hope we have of living with God, living now, lives of preparation to live with God, lives of prayer, enjoying those little brief moments, those tastes that we have of God's presence in our lives today. That is the kind of hope we have. In Spanish, the word for hope and the word for wait are the same word. I wish that was the same in English. It's such a powerful example of what it means to be a Christian. So the children would be antsy, and the mother would say, "Espérate, just wait, wait, it's coming." And they would also say, "Will Grandma be coming tomorrow?" "Espero que sí." Yeah, that is our hope. Who are the saints? They are the people who know that God is not waiting for us to get everything right before God will come, but rather that God has taken responsibility to make things right himself, to set things up so that God can live with us. God is the one who stepped in and intervened. The saints are those who know that God is not waiting for us to get things right, but that God comes and walks with us so that we can make it right to the end, where we will live with God forever. The saints are the whole people of God who have washed their robes white in the blood of Jesus. As Revelation says in chapter 11, verse 7, the saints are those who have conquered sin and death through Jesus' death and resurrection. And they steadfastly claim in their own words, "It is Jesus who is saving me. It is Jesus who is my hope. It is Jesus who has made this difference in my life. It is Jesus who has given me the confidence that God is going to come and live among us on earth." And they back that up by living and then dying for Jesus. Their goal, their purpose, is revealed as to live with Jesus forever. The saints are those, in the words of Daniel, who persevere to the end of their lives. And one day, Daniel says, they will shine like the stars in the sky. And when we read Daniel, as Carmen alluded, we get lost in these things that we wish we could just understand everything. Right, Eleanor? Why can't we just understand everything that was written? What does he mean by the times and times and half a time? What does he mean by the 1,000 and I can't remember how many days? But right within those words, the messenger says to Daniel, no one will understand this. It's hidden. And so here's what I want you to do. Persevere and go on your way and know that the end will come and you will rise again. The saints are those who, in Paul's words, say, are told, stand firm and you will conquer. Conquering for Paul is not taking new ground. It's just holding on. It's just not giving up. It is trusting to the end. That is standing firm and conquering. The saints who have gone before us teach us that, in fact, all of our lives lead up to the moment of our death, and that is the crucial moment. That is the moment when once and for all we testify to the world that we live for God, and not for ourselves. We had no choice in our birth, but as we know our death is approaching, we have a choice to say to God, as Jesus did, not my will, but yours be done. And all who have died trusting in Jesus, we know, are now hidden in the love of God, sheltered there in their death, and kept until the day of resurrection. We have hints in Scripture and of this in-between time that the saints are praising God and that they are interceding for us, praying with God, saying, how long until the redemption of our bodies? And all of this is why the church, over its history, has preferred to treat the bodies of those who pass away with respect, to keep them whole if we can, to bury them whole if we can. And I'm so grateful, if we had to have funerals this year, that for the first time in my 18 years, for the first time we had caskets in the church. Those bodies belong to people who are alive. And they are waiting to be, in Paul's words, reclothed with their bodies, transformed. And Jesus taught us that God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. And we believe in the communion of the saints, and we are in a relationship with them even now, and especially as we come to this table. This past week, a group of us gathered for several days, and throughout the day, we reflected on the communion of the saints. And we listened to the stories of Justin Martyr from the first century, or from the second century, who, when forced to choose between sacrificing to Roman gods or being tortured and then executed, replied, "Do what you will. We are Christians. And we are willing to suffer for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ." We listen to the story of Columba, the Irish missionary to Scotland, who left everything to bring the life and the peace of Jesus to a people who knew nothing of him. We read of Catherine of Siena, a young woman whose faith in and love for Jesus changed Jesus' church and changed the course of European history. And we remember the story of Sojourner Truth, the woman born a slave in the United States, but who was called and gave her life to preaching across the United States of America so that all people, black and white, might be set free from sin and from death. These saints are alive in Jesus while they wait alongside us for the day of resurrection, and they encourage us to finish our lives well. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. So let us lay aside every weight, let us lay aside all sin, and let us run with perseverance the journey that is set before us, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, whom we look to join forever. Amen.